Every year in the Pulitzer Prize-nominated Crab Cracker, our local bastion of honest news reportage, we look forward to the one day when we can test our readers' knowledge of alternate facts and verify vestigial funny bones. In the past, we've run cutting-edge, fast-breaking stories about everything from whale sightings in the Stilly River to alpaca hunting season openings. From renaming the Mark Clark Bridge the Colton Harris Moore Causeway to the proposed 40-acre landfill on Camino's south end. Admittedly, many loyal readers felt duped, and some even canceled subscriptions. At least until they learned there were no subscriptions. It's a free press in more ways than one, we informed our outraged, gullible readers. But for the most part, folks were mostly amused at our once-a-year antics. Those days, sad to say, are now gone. The Trump administration yesterday issued an executive order via tweet that henceforth April Fool's Day would no longer be recognized as a national holiday. Reporters from the lying New York Times and Washington Post clamored for clarification, but White House spokesman Sean Spicer refused to accept questions from their faux news services. Fox News asked if rumors were true that the entire month of April would be designated Fool's Month, but Mr. Spicer refused to validate those claims, saying the president and his staff would issue further information in good time. "Isn't it true, sir," our reporter from the crack queried, "that Saturday Night Live is saying the entire year can now be declared April Fool's Day?" Which brought the press conference to a sudden conclusion when Spicer blamed the media and Hollywood for a profusion of phony stories like those. "You people twist everything," he shouted before abruptly throwing down his microphone and walking to the door. The Crab Cracker, no longer invited to further press conferences, if indeed there are more press conferences, was unable to verify rumors of a month-long holiday from truthful news, much less reports of a year-long celebration of alternate facts. But our investigation did reveal that Congress will soon introduce a bill in the Senate declaring May 1st National Truth Day. Watch for an update here in these pages.
Was it?